Good morning. We're learning Siman Chavdalad, where the Chayadim talks about being Motzi, how to say Havdalah properly. So he talks about the first step is Havdalah should be said standing because of the covered of the process of Havdalah. The person should hold the curse of yayin in their right hand when they're making a bracha on the yayin. The yayin should be held in general when a person makes a bracha. The bracha should be said with holding the item that you're making the bracha on with your right hand as the cover, to show cover for the bracha. When the person switches to make the bracha of besamim, the person should hold the besamim in their right hand. So they move when the person is making a bracha on something, they have to hold it in their right hand. That's a general rule. Now he says, so what about if you're making a bracha on the yayin, you hold the yayin in your right hand. When you make the bracha on the psalmim, you hold the psalmim in your right hand. What do you do with the psalmim while you're making a bracha on the yayin? What do you do with the yayin when you're making a bracha on the psalmim? So we could have argued that you just leave it. But the Chayadim says, no. Become welcome, no to gama ha psalmim bismarloi. Chaykish revorak ala psalmim, no to ha yayin bismarloi. So while the person is saying the bracha on the yayin, they do hold on to the psalmim with their left hand. While the person is making bracha on the psalmim, they switch the psalmim to their right hand, and they switch their curse to their left hand, and they make the bracha on the psalmim while holding the curse with their left hand. So the person is not ignoring the psalmim while they're making a bracha on the yayin, and vice versa. That now, after the person says the bracha on the psalmim, the person returns the ayin to their right hand to continue saying the rest of Havdalah while holding the ayin in their right hand. So why do we hold up to the ayin while we're making bracha on the psalmim? So that is understood that the mikra din, the only which has to be said on the kais, is the bracha of Hamavdil. The bracha of Bnei Pigavon and the bracha of Hamavdil, the psalmim and the ner kid should be said independently. Chazar Masakin to say the brachas ala kais. So therefore, we need to hold the kais while we're making the bracha. So when the person is making a bracha on the ner as well, the person would hold on to the kais with their left hand, the same way the person is holding on to the yayin, at least in some way, so that the bracha of the ner is also, and the psalmim are also being said, as it were, on top of the kais, by the virtue of the fact the person is holding on to the kais, b'shas, they're making these brachas. Person who is an iter yad, person who is a lefty, so a person who's a lefty holds the kais in their what we call a left hand, for them that's their right hand, to show cover of the bracha, they hold the item that they're making the bracha on in their stronger hand, and the person who's a lefty, that is their stronger hand, so that is the hand that they're going to be using to showing cover of bracha, and so everything we're saying over here would be actually flipped around the other direction, as opposed to right left, it would be left right. The Chayyotim says, what about a situation where a person does not have psalmim? Yimein lo psalmim, simen chaf hei. Yimein lo psalmim, ein tzorach lach tzorach harayim. If a person does not have any psalmim, the person is not mechuyev to push off saying Abdullah to get psalmim. The person says Abdullah without psalmim. If he ends up finding psalmim later on in Matzi Shabbos, he will say bracha on psalmim. If not, he will not say the bracha on the psalmim. But the person is not mechuyev to start searching and looking for psalmim in order to say Havdalah. Havdalah stands without the psalmim. Now, he talks about the using certain items for the purpose of psalmim. Maybe we'll clarify that, Be'ez Hashem, in the next shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.